Happy Sunday, everybody, and welcome to now the definitely season finale of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, help you to be successful in your weekly head-to-head matchups by looking at the schedule and pointing out teams that are playing on a lot of off days and the players on those teams who may just be available because of their percent roster chip that you may be interested in adding. We are here at the end of the season, right? This has been a crazy day. I'm recording this on Saturday night. Every single team has been playing. It's been a lot of fun watching all the scores. And yeah, if you're in a league that goes all the way to the end, I don't know about your like league choice, just because there's going to be a lot of issues with players resting for the playoffs as different teams are clinching. So it may be tricky, but that's not going to stop us from trying to help every single person to try to win their championships. Because if you're going into next week, that must mean that you're going for the gold. So let's take a look at what you need to do to clinch it. And yeah, so next week, there's only games up until Friday. That's it. Nothing on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe by next week, we'll be already talking about playoffs. I'd imagine we will be. But in the meantime, we've got three really busy days next week. Well, one especially busy day. Thursday features 15 games. So every single team is playing except for two, the Islanders and the Flames. So you're definitely not going to be streaming anyone in to play on Thursday, unless, of course, you happen to have an open spot like we've discussed before. If you happen to have only three defensemen for four spots, then yeah, you grab a defenseman for Thursday, or if like you happen to be able to add a goalie. So that's a busy day that we're not going to be considering for streaming. Monday, Tuesday are kind of busy, but also, you know, not crazy. 10 games on each of those days, which means I think you should, in most leagues, be able to fit someone. You know, you might have like one open spot for a forward on each of those days. And so maybe we'll consider that as a potential streaming day. And then, of course, we've got Wednesday and Friday are your super light days. Only three games Wednesday and two games Friday. So if I'm looking at who has the best schedule of the week, unfortunately, there is nobody that plays on Wednesday and Friday. So we're going to be looking for at least one of Wednesday and Friday, and then I guess as much of Monday, Tuesday as you can. And actually, the only team that plays Monday, Tuesday, and an off day are the Buffalo Sabres. They play Monday, Tuesday, then they play also Thursday, Friday. So forget about Thursday. But yeah, that still gives you Monday at New York Rangers, Tuesday at New Jersey Devils, and then Thursday versus Ottawa at home, and then Friday at Columbus, where we've been seeing a lot of teams putting a lot of pucks in the net against Columbus. So anyway, that's where you're going to get your volume, especially if you have your openings on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at the Buffalo Sabres, one player stands out meeting all of our criteria, okay? Like, obviously, I'm not going to be able to recommend a Dahlin, Thompson, Tuck, Skinner, Cousins. They're all taken in a bunch of leagues. But one guy who's red hot, getting good deployment, and only rostered in 5% of leagues is Casey Mittelstadt. So that's going to be our top streamer for sure. If he's still out there and you're playing next week, Mittelstadt's coming off a game where he just scored two goals to today in the win over the Hurricanes, and that was not his only multi-point game of the week. He also had two assists in the previous game, and he also had three assists just a couple games ago. So he is really like heating up here, Casey Mittelstadt, and is someone that if you can grab him for next week, it seems like a no-brainer, especially because he's been playing on the top line with Skinner and Tuck. I don't know if this is just Tage Thompson being eased into things, or if the Sabres are just trying to spread things around, but yeah, if he's playing with Skinner and Tuck, getting points, has a great schedule, that's all we need, right? So definitely go and get Casey Mittelstadt if he is out there. He's gonna be the clear top pick for us. Aside from him on Buffalo, I mean, I guess you probably are looking at someone playing with Tage Thompson, right? Thompson's on a line with Jordan Greenway and Dylan Cousins. So yeah, Jordan Greenway, I guess, would be like in your super deep leagues. And he actually hasn't even been that terrible. No points today, but he had a goal in the previous game versus Detroit. And before that, nothing. But then before that, goals in two straight games since coming back from his injury. So we're looking at three goals in the last five games for Jordan Greenway, and two or three shots in each of those games, and a couple hits in each of these games. So yeah, if you can't get Mittelstadt, or if you need hits, then Greenway is another person I like, assuming this deployment holds and he stays playing with Tage Thompson. So that is the Buffalo Sabres. After them, I guess we have a couple ways we can go, right? Like I said, there's no one else playing Monday, Tuesday, and an off day game. There are a few teams playing Monday, Tuesday. So that would be a very good team to stream from, assuming you have openings on those days. But all of the Monday, Tuesday teams don't play on an off day. So how about let's go through the Monday, Tuesday teams, because there's a few of them. And then after that, we'll look at the teams that get you at least an off day game, which I'm going to end up covering like most of these teams, but why not, right? It's the finale. Let's go out with a bang. So other teams aside from Buffalo playing Monday, Tuesday, I guess we could start with the Carolina Hurricanes. They're going to play Monday at Ottawa, Tuesday versus Detroit. So again, those are teams that I think they should be able to score against. So not too shabby if you can get a Hurricane that fits into your situation. And if we want to look at who is hot right now, that is not rostered in too many leagues. I don't know. Where do you want to start? Like, we can go to Seth Jarvis, who is only rostered in 27% of leagues. He just scored a goal today with four shots versus Buffalo. So that's not too bad. He's been playing on a line with Natchez and Kotkaniemi, at least in this last game. So yeah, Jarvis could be okay. I guess Kotkaniemi on that line as well. Yeah. You know, he had an assist, five shots, which I like. Nothing in the previous game, but before that, he actually had a couple good games, goals against Ottawa and goal against the Islanders. He's also been taking a lot of shots. Yeah, I think Kotkaniemi and Seth Jarvis both could be decent picks. I guess you want to look at the power play. Jarvis would get the edge because he's been playing on a power play with Aho, Natchez, Teravainen, and Brent Burns, though in this last game, the second power play got similar time. But in general, obviously, the one with Aho is your top power play. So yeah, I guess a Jarvis or a Kotkaniemi would be your first pick. You may be tempted to look at like a Jesse Puljujärvi playing with Aho on the top line with Teravainen, but I'm not going to recommend him. He did have an assist today, which is nice. Before that, he wasn't doing too much, and he's Jesse Puljujärvi, and anytime I've ever been excited about him in his career, he's done nothing. So, you know, if you're in a deep league, then yeah, you're going to go with someone on the top line. Though honestly, Teuvo Teravainen has been pretty cold himself, so I don't even know if he's so exciting playing with Aho. He did get an assist today also, so a lot of these guys doing something today, but before that, not too much. So yeah, definitely my top picks here would be Jarvis and then Kotkaniemi, and then maybe further down you can look at Puljujärvi if you want a deeper cut on Carolina that may be available to you. Okay, after the Hurricanes, we can look at the Chicago Blackhawks, which are a team that, like always, like everyone's available. You could add anyone you want. It's impossible to know. You know, like right now they're in the middle of a game versus Seattle as I'm recording. Seth Jones has picked up a goal today. He's the only guy who's probably not available for you. And Andreas Athanasiou picked up the assist, and Athanasiou would be my top pick on Chicago, I would say, not just because he had a point today. He also had a three-game goal streak earlier in the week. He's been taking a decent number of shots, and I like him. I like Athanasiou. I think he's been solid for fantasy. Anytime I've streamed him in, he's usually been not so bad. If you want to look at the lines, I mean, he's played with Lucas Reichel, who's the biggest prospect on the team. Athanasiou is also on the top power play with Reichel. So yeah, I guess you're asking why not just recommend Lucas Reichel. So yeah, maybe. I like Athanasiou because he shoots a little bit more. But yeah, also I wouldn't be too mad at you for streaming in a Reichel or Andreas Athanasiou. But I'll make Athanasiou my top pick. Jonathan Toews, by the way, might be his last week in the league. So it'll be fun to watch, and hopefully he could do something, right? He's been like no points and no shots in the last game versus Vancouver, and today same so far versus Seattle. Obviously we're only one period in, so yeah, hopefully he has a fun end to his career. Next Monday, Tuesday team is the Detroit Red Wings. And Detroit is one of those teams that has been shaking up their lines a lot, which gives us opportunities to look at guys. You know, Marco Kasper was called up, and it was going to be fun to see him play a little bit for the Wings, but he unfortunately got injured, and he's not going to be back this season. If we look at Detroit versus Pittsburgh today, they were rolling with Larkin, Perron, and Kubalik. So Kubalik has been sticking on that top line for a little while. And yeah, Larkin and Perron, you're not going to be able to add in most leagues. Kubalik, 21%. Rostered. No points today. No points in the previous game also versus Buffalo. I mean, to be fair, today Detroit lost 5-1, so not many people were going to get points. Before that, though, Kubalik had assists in a couple straight games, so not the most exciting, but not the worst. Like, I think I probably would take one of these other guys. I'd take even like Athanasiou over Kubalik, to be honest, especially since, you know, if you're looking at power play, Kubalik hasn't been on the top power play. It's been Larkin, Raymond, Perron, Alex Chiasson, who's like only good for power play, nothing else, which makes him like, you know, you could roll the dice on him, but and then Seider on D. So yeah, I'll say Kubalik for Detroit, but that's probably not someone I'm going to be reaching crazy for. But again, he's playing with Larkin, so you know, definitely not nothing. And those two games to start the week are against Dallas and Carolina, which are teams with really good goaltending and defense, but who knows, maybe they'll be resting people. So okay, next up, in terms of two games in a row on Monday and Tuesday, we go to the Minnesota Wild, who have gotten Kirill Kaprizov back. So now we can check and see, obviously Brian and I will talk about this on the Mega Show tomorrow. But in the meantime, let's get a sneak peek at what the lines have looked like with Kaprizov back for this 5-3 win over the Blues. Kaprizov, no points. He was back with Hartman and Zuccarello. So the comfortable spot, great for Ryan Hartman. If you can get Hartman at this point, 39% rostered, definitely go get him. You know, he just had a one goal, one assist game. So if he was out there, then probably people were snatching him up, seeing that this good schedule is coming up to start next week on Monday, Tuesday. You know, four shots today, four shots in the last game playing with Kaprizov. I mean, you can't do, you know, much worse. Like, he's great. Of course, he's not on the top power play. The guy who we've been pumping up for a while because of his low percent rostered ship and great spot has been Marcus Johansson. And he has been on the top power play with Zuccarello, Kaprizov, Boldy, Klingberg, and Johansson has been playing on this line with Matt Boldy this whole time, and Joel Eriksson-Ek, who is injured now. So Freddie Gaudreau got on the line today to play with Boldy and Marcus Johansson. So I guess that means that we can take a look at Marjo and Freddie Gaudreau, depending on how deep you want to go. Gaudreau actually scored a goal today in this win over St. Louis. Nothing for Marcus Johansson, but he is the guy on the top power play. If I were to rank these guys, give me Hartman first, for sure, if you can get him, just because he's playing with Kaprizov. And as much as I love Boldy, at least as of now, he's still no Kirill Kaprizov. And then, yeah, give me Marcus Johansson and then a Freddie Gaudreau as the guys who have exposure to good players on this team. And then if you can get John Klingberg, sure. I mean, he had an assist today, 40% rostered, so you might be able to get him in some deeper leagues. The next team that plays on both Monday, Tuesday, we still got five left. Holy cow. Seattle Kraken come up next. They're still in the middle of their game today. Elie Tolvanen has scored a goal. Tolvanen, man, just given away for free by Nashville. And now he is making them probably regret that, considering the lineup that Nashville is rostering right now. I think Tolvanen probably could have fit in somewhere. But in the meantime, Tolvanen, yeah, so he is rostered in only 7% of leagues. So he's someone you could definitely get. He was doing nothing for a long time before this game, but that doesn't mean he'll continue to do nothing. But with Seattle, like, you know, it's so spread out, right? Aside from Vince Dunn, it's hard to predict. Tolvanen's on a line with Gourde and Jesper Froden. By the way, Yanni Gourde also with a goal today, for what it's worth. So this line's been doing good. Eberle McCann-Beniers is your top line. That's been like that for a while. So if you could get one of those guys, that would be good. But they're all, you know, rostered pretty heavily, I guess. Well, actually only 20% for Eberle, who just hit 20 goals this year. He's scored now four straight games. So yeah, if you have room on Monday, Tuesday, like, why not get Jordan Eberle? Ride the wave. He's getting good deployment. Why not, right? And then, yeah, I don't know, McCann, obviously you're not going to be able to get. Like, he's the other guy aside from Vince Dunn that's had such a great year with goal scoring. And Matty Beniers, I don't know. I wonder if he's going to get the Calder or have consideration. Like, no one's really running away with it. Beniers is having a nice little run. Before today, he had points in three straight, like 4 points over three games. So he's going to end the season strong. I definitely would jump on Beniers if you can get him. I'll take him even over Jordan Eberle as far as the available Kraken to you. Next up, the Toronto Maple Leafs. So with Toronto, it's easy, right? When we're looking at a streamer on Toronto, you look at who's playing with Matthews, Marner, Tavares, and or Nylander. More so Matthews, Marner, and Tavares. And in today's game, where the Leafs destroyed Montreal, we were back with the familiar Marner, Matthews, Bunting. That successful line from last year. And then with Ryan O'Reilly back, Ryan O'Reilly was once again with Tavares and Nylander. So no more Ryan O'Reilly on the third line like in his first game back. So yeah, there's your top six. And unfortunately, that makes it hard to stream a Leaf because these are all guys that might be rostered in all of your leagues. Like, the only one that might be available would be like a Bunting or a Ryan O'Reilly. Bunting 60% rostered. Those are probably not. Ryan O'Reilly 39% rostered. He had three assists today. So yeah, jump on Ryan O'Reilly if you could get him. He would definitely be a top pick here if you have openings on Monday or Tuesday at Florida, at Tampa. Man, at Florida, that's going to be, Florida has a lot to play for. They're still fighting for the playoffs. Tampa could be a fun playoff preview. So those are both going to be exciting games, and, you know, not sure things for goals, especially with the way Alex Lyon's been playing for Florida. But yeah, I think O'Reilly is definitely a really good pick here. So you know, I'm giving you lots of options. There's a lot of teams with good schedules, assuming you have those spots on Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, who to take? Who knows, right? I'm predicting a game near the end of the season, especially for a team like the Leafs, where they don't even have anything to play for. For all we know, they'll sit Ryan O'Reilly for a game like now that they decide that he's in game shape or whatever. So I'm just throwing out the names to you, and then I'll be curious your tweet at Keeping Carlson. I'd be curious to see who you decided to pick based on what I was talking about here. Or if you're on the Discord, obviously, just tag me in the Matchup Maximizer channel. It was fun to get people's thoughts there. Okay, we got three more teams here with Monday, Tuesday. Then we'll look at the off-day games as well. But I guess now is a good time to take a quick break. You're listening to the Matchup Maximizer. Okay, we are back. Elon Dubrovsky here, going over the teams playing on Monday and Tuesday next week. They're both slightly busy days, so definitely before you add any of these guys, you're going to want to check to make sure you have space. But if you do have space, not bad to, you know, get a stream to start your week off right, and then you could swap over for a Wednesday team, which we'll get to in a sec. Like I said, we're just kind of going through all the teams, it seems, but that's fine. So let's go now to the Vancouver Canucks. They play Monday at the Kings and then Tuesday at Anaheim, so definitely a good opportunity to get some points for that Tuesday game versus the Ducks. So on Vancouver, obviously the first place you always look is who's playing with Pedersen, and lately Vitali Kravtsov has been there, actually. You know, he's someone that, you know, had so much hype when he was drafted by the Rangers, and things really fell apart and things haven't been that exciting in Vancouver. He did score a goal in the previous game versus Chicago. So far, nothing in this game versus Calgary, where the Canucks are up 2-0 at this point. And actually, that goal for Kravtsov was his first point since like a million years ago. He had an assist in like his second game with Vancouver, and then has been super quiet. He's been scratched for games. So yeah, I'm not going to be rushing to grab a Vitali Kravtsov, though. It's interesting, right? Like Beauvillier was the talk of the town for a long time. He's fallen off the top power play and on a line with Kuzmenko, which would be good, but and Sheldon Dries. So I guess, do you call that the third line? Like if JT Miller's on one line and Pedersen's on another line, then I guess even if you're playing with Kuzmenko, that's definitely the bottom six. So Beauvillier has become a lot less exciting. If anything, okay, so if we're looking at Pedersen with Garland and Kravtsov, and then we have Miller with Brock Besser and Philip DiGiuseppe. So yeah, there's just like a lot of random guys being spread around. Like the top power player are the, obviously the guys you want, and none of them are going to be available to you most likely. Miller, Pedersen, Kuzmenko, Besser, and Quinn Hughes. Besser, 55% rostered, would be your like best bet there. Then after that, man, who do we recommend? I don't even know. I want to give you a name, and I just don't know who to pick. I won't even try. It's going to be one of like a DiGiuseppe. Honestly, like maybe just go with like a Dakota Joshua, who's not on any of these lines, is on the fourth line, but at least he's going to give you some guaranteed hits. Is that like a, you know, a cheap answer here? Just like getting away from having the responsibility. Joshua, though, yeah, could easily give you a 5 or 6 hit game. So if you're in a league that counts hits, why not take that Monday, Tuesday? And hey, he even has an assist today and had an assist a couple games ago versus Seattle. So go him. Then otherwise, yeah, you could flip a coin, honestly, with like a Garland, Kravtsov, or DiGiuseppe. Like, who knows, right? Beauvillier. Who knows, right? Very surprising, by the way. I'd be curious to know when we do beat writer interviews, if we could get someone from Vancouver to hear what's the reason why Beauvillier went from getting this amazing deployment and was doing so well. Now it all just fell apart. Did he do something to piss off the coach? I don't know. I'd be interested to find that out. Okay, we've got the Washington Capitals go Monday, Tuesday against the Islanders, and then against the Boston Bruins. And Washington, gonna be weird for them not to be in the playoffs, right? It seems like they're there every single year. I guess Ovi's gonna have extra time to rest to continue chasing that goal scoring record next year. But in the meantime, the lines have been, well, Ovechkin didn't play today, for one thing, versus Florida. So, I mean, who even cares about the lines? Because maybe he'll be back for the next game and things will get shaken up again. Looks like he was like a lower body injury and he was a game time decision. So it could have gone either way. So in the meantime, and like, if you just want to look at like percent rostered and who might be available to you, that's been doing stuff like Dylan Strom, you know, scored today for his third game in a row, 39% rostered. So likely not available in a lot of leagues, but if he is out there, definitely Dylan Strome is obvious because he has been centering that top line and he's been getting top power play. So Dylan Strome really having a nice season. It's going to earn himself, you know, a nice contract after it wasn't looking so good for a while. I don't know why Chicago just gave him away for nothing. But yeah, so Dylan Strome definitely would be your top pick here, but that's 39%. So if you want to go lower, I mean, TJ Oshie, well, he's injured. That's too bad. You know, I'd love to say Nicklas Backstrom. He's fallen all the way to 12%, but like for a good reason. You know, he did score a goal in the previous game versus Montreal. But generally, I worry about guys who don't shoot very much. And unfortunately, that's Nicklas Backstrom. And yeah, like a lot of injuries. Mantha's out also. Do we recommend Connor Sherry? He had an assist today. I guess Connor Sherry might be our best pick here. Sherry was playing with Strome and Tom Wilson today, for what it's worth. So yeah, then Nicklas Backstrom was on the top power play. So I'm not super excited about these Capitals options, I'll just say, if you can't get Dylan Strome. Then we go to the Winnipeg Jets, the last team that plays Monday, Tuesday. I'm just going to keep talking, right? Maybe I'll just lose my voice at some point, then I'll know that I have to end the show here. But I don't want this to end. We've had such a fun time on the matchup maximizer. But we look at the Jets again. So they play San Jose on Monday. Definitely a good chance to score some goals there. Minnesota on Tuesday. not as great, but who knows if maybe the Wild will be resting some people. Depends on if they've locked in exactly what their playoff situation is going to be. As far as Winnipeg goes, their lines today, Mark Scheifele, who just scored his 40th, with Dubois and Connor. You're not going to get either of those guys. And then Wheeler, Ehlers, and Vladislav Namestnikov. So, I mean, Blake Wheeler's rostered in 44% of, or 40% of leagues, I should say. So maybe he's available in your shallow leagues. And yeah, Wheeler's really started to get going again after going cold. He's been doing this all season long, just like either doing absolutely nothing or getting points every single game. And right now he's on one of those stretches, an assist today, bringing him to 5 points in his last four games. So if you could get Wheeler, go for it. Otherwise, we're digging deep to, I guess, Namestnikov, right? He's got also 4 points in his last four games, all assists, playing with Ehlers and Wheeler. So yeah, he's the obvious pick there. I'd take him probably over Nino Niederreiter, who had a good run. But if he's going to be playing with Lowry and Appleton, that's not the spot I want to be in. And Nino's off the top power play. So if I'm picking a Jet, I'm going with Vladislav Namestnikov. Obviously, the lines can change. Like, if you're going to, you don't need to rush to grab Vladislav Namestnikov. You can wait. Check out gamedaytweets.com. Check the Winnipeg lines. Make sure that the for the Monday game, the lines stay the same. But they did just win against Nashville. A shutout for Connor Hellebuck. So I don't see why they wouldn't stick with the same line since they're still fighting for the playoffs. Okay, so those are all the teams now that play Monday, Tuesday, including the Buffalo Sabres, who have the best schedule because they also go Friday. But there are some other teams that have off days. So you've got like the Calgary Flames go Monday, Wednesday. So especially if you're... So now you're looking at like teams that play one of Monday, Tuesday, and then an off day of either Wednesday or Friday. And, you know, this would be for someone if you, you know, are full on Monday, or if you're full on Tuesday, you're going to look at whoever is playing the other of the Monday, Tuesday, and then also one of these off days. So if Calgary fits the bill, you've got Nashville on Monday and then San Jose on Wednesday. So, you know, obviously I like that San Jose matchup a lot better than going against UC Saros. But if you want to grab a Calgary Flame, then your options would probably be, you know, kind of same as it's always been. Like, there was that line for a while of Backlund, Mangiapane, and Coleman that was good, but they've split those guys up now. And so, yeah, we've just got like the lineup really spread around with a lot of good players, you know, available, playing with some people that are likely available. So, for example, you could get with Toffoli and Lindholm, it's been Dylan Dubé. I guess that's actually been something for a while. Dubé, unfortunately, like not doing too much, like two assists and no goals in his last five games, including today. This game's not over. They're being shut out currently by the Canucks, but we're only in the second period. But yeah, so Dubé is in a decent spot, but yeah, not too exciting. As far as like someone getting power play, actually, I should just jump to there first. So Backlund, Toffoli, Lindholm, Mangiapane. If Backlund's still out there, he's still my number one. Backlund's been such a revelation this year. He's been so good. You know, he had points in two straight going into today. We'll see what he does. He's been on the top power play, which is kind of crazy because Kadri and Huberto haven't. So it's been Backlund, Toffoli, Lindholm, Mangiapane, and Rasmus Anderson on PP1. Then Kadri, Huberto, Nick Ritchie, Uyghur, and Hanifin on the second unit. So just wild what's going on in Calgary. But yeah, so Backlund would be at number one there, especially because like Huberto and Kadri probably aren't available to you. And those, like right now, I'd probably even take Backlund over those guys, as crazy as it sounds. Then Mangiapane, right? Also on that unit. So he had a goal and an assist in the previous game versus Winnipeg. Mangiapane playing on a line with Huberto and Backlund. So yeah, definitely in terms of people that are less than 40% rostered, Backlund doesn't make the cut, but Mangiapane does. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper, then you're going to look at Blake Coleman. I would say he's playing with Kadri and Nick Ritchie. I like how Coleman takes some shots for, you know, he was pointless in the previous game. Before that, he had a 3-game point streak and taking like three or two shots every game. He gets 3 shots already today versus the Canucks, and we're only like halfway through. So we'll see how this game ends. So yeah, I guess go Coleman. And then, yeah, aside from that, yeah, so then you have Backlund, Huberto, Mangiapane has been one line, Kadri, Coleman, Ritchie, and then Toffoli, Lindholm, Dubé. So we're really looking at like Dubé, Coleman, or like if you're really looking deep, you can go to a Nick Ritchie, but Nick Ritchie could easily get scratched in a game, right? So he like tantalizes us with shots, but he doesn't seem to be able to stay on a roster. So I'd probably stay away from him. Okay, so next up we can go to, I guess, the Colorado Avalanche. They play Tuesday and then Thursday and Friday. So you can get a solid Tuesday, Friday from the Avs. And with Colorado, obviously you're looking at who's playing with McKinnon, who's playing with Rantanen, who's available. Like a lot of people loaded up on Colorado all the way at the start of the playoffs because of the great schedules that they had currently versus the Kings. We're back to Evan Rodriguez playing with McKinnon and Rantanen. So that makes it easy, right? If you get Evan Rodriguez and he's playing there, the thing is, like, he was there before and he lost that spot. So I don't really know if this is good or bad, but he has points in two straight games going into today. So yeah, if you don't have room on Monday and you do have room on Tuesday, then yeah, I guess you want to grab Evan Rodriguez and hope that he sticks with those two stars, because that's, like, basically the two best line mates you could have probably in the league, unless, like, McDavid and Draisaitl are back on a line together, which the Oilers don't seem to need to do. Okay, so that's Colorado. Next up, we can take a look at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Same schedule as Colorado, playing Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. The problem with Columbus is they just got shut out, and it could happen again. They are definitely totally beaten up, and they, you know, at this point have nothing to play for. Probably it's just better for them to tank and try to rank as low as they can. So I don't know who to recommend here. Like, anyways, Marchenko has been playing on the line today with Gaudreau and Jenner. So I guess that would be your easy pick here. Marchenko also on the top power play with Gaudreau, Jenner, Jack Roslovic, and Adam Boqvist. David Yurchek played a game, but he's been sent down already. So that's going to be exciting for the future. But yeah, I guess Kirill Marchenko would be your guy to go for if you want to get someone on Columbus, I would say. No points in three straight now. Before that, he had a goal and an assist versus Ottawa. So you do have that big game potential. I guess you also have Kent Johnson, who has had a pretty solid rookie season, I'd say. Can't do too much on this Columbus team. He's someone to watch in the future. But I think I would go with Marchenko with his deployment over a Kent Johnson. Okay, so then we go to the next team that plays on one of Monday, Tuesday, and then an off day. That takes us to Dallas. They play Monday at Detroit, and then Wednesday at St. Louis. Always fun to get an opportunity to play against Binnington lately. And yeah, and then again Thursday versus St. Louis. But I've just been ignoring the Thursday games. Dallas, like, you know, every time I've talked about Dallas, it's been the same story, right? They're top line or bust generally. And, like, other than that, you just maybe will get lucky with a decent stream. But yeah, I don't think that there's much to get, like, top line or top power play, right? You get Jamie Benn, you get Pavelski, Hintz, Robertson, and then who do I recommend, right? I guess Wyatt Johnson, Evgeny Dadonov, Sagan, Max Domi. I say they all have, like, a similar chance of giving you something. So I like that Sagan took five shots today, and he did have points in three straight games before that. So I'll definitely make Sagan my top pick of all of those guys. He is 43% rostered, though, so he's not going to be easy to get. And then aside from that, yeah, I don't know. Okay, you know, okay, I'd say, yeah, coin flip, Johnston, Dadonov, Max Domi, all basically the same. You know, if they're not getting top deployment, they're not on the power play, Dallas is just not the type of team that's going to support someone and let them get a lot of points in that situation. Next, we could go to the Montreal Canadiens, who don't play on Monday or Tuesday, but they got Wednesday, right? So maybe you're going to be using the Habs as a team where once you've streamed in your Monday, Tuesday person, then you drop them, and then you get the game against the Islanders on Wednesday, especially if it's not Sorokin, but if it's Varlamov in net. Though if the Islanders are still fighting for the playoffs, then you're probably going to get Sorokin, and I don't think the Habs are going to do very well in that game. I think the Islanders are looking pretty good lately, and Sorokin is unbeatable. So do I have to still recommend someone on Montreal? Like, I don't know. What do? We always, like, look at who's playing with Nick Suzuki. So RHP and Yoel Armia. So yeah, go for one of them, I guess. I don't really want to spend time on the Habs here for this one game against the Islanders. Nashville, they're a long shot to make the playoffs at this point. They go Monday and then Thursday, Friday, and that Friday is against Colorado, but Colorado could just be sitting everyone on that day. And Nashville, like Chicago, everyone is available pretty much. Tommy Novak is up to 14% rostered, so I guess that's something where maybe you won't be able to get him in some leagues. He's actually cooled off a little bit, pointless in his last two, but Novak would definitely still be my pick because he's had that big game potential. He had a 3-point game versus Vegas. He had a 4-point game against St. Louis at the beginning of the month. So he would be my guy. And then aside from him, you just look at the power play, right? Because it's like all guys that you, like, you, who knows the people that weren't even in the league for a lot of the year, like, haven't been doing much. But yeah, Cody Glass probably would be my next pick after Novak. Tomasino, Luke Evangelista, those are your forwards in the top power play with Tyson Barrie. Well, unfortunately, Roman Josi stays out. It would be cool to see him, like, finish the season and get at least a game in, but we'll have to see what happens. So those would be the picks over on Nashville, who's been a really fun team. Like, if this is, like, they've done so well with all of these, like, I don't say no-name guys, but, you know, like, guys that we didn't expect to be fixtures on the NHL roster. So imagine next year when they have, like, you know, some of their players back, like a Josi, Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene. Plus, now we're seeing that these guys could actually do something, could be a pretty exciting situation. And obviously, when you have Saros and net, anything could happen. But yeah, so then I guess we could go to the Islanders, who, like I said, play Montreal on Wednesday. They only have two games, Monday versus Washington and then Montreal on Wednesday. And like, it's very impressive that they've been able to look like they can get a playoff spot here with Barzal injured. So they'll have to finish it off. And yes, yeah, so you just look at who's playing with Horvat. And it's been Andersley and Simon Holmstrom. Or you look at who's playing with Brock Nelson. That's been Kyle Palmieri and Pierre Engvall. So do we go for Holmstrom? Do we go for Engvall? Do we go for Palmieri? Well, Palmieri is the one who's been on the top power play with Nelson, Horvat, Lee, and Noah Dobson. So yeah, I think Kyle Palmieri is our top streamer here. He is cold, only 1 point in his last five games. He's been taking shots. So yeah, Kyle Palmieri would still be the guy that I would go for on the Islanders. And they could score a lot of goals against Montreal, just like the Leafs did. I mean, obviously the Islanders are not the Leafs, but Palmieri, you take the guy on the top power play. So yeah, take Palmieri if you're going to want to stream someone from the Islanders. But again, you could wait. Well, if you're full, I guess if you have room on Monday, then get the Monday. If not, then take a Monday, Tuesday person and then swap over to the Islanders for Wednesday. Then yeah, we only have two teams to go here, and those would be the San Jose Sharks, who go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. So similar schedule to the Islanders. Well, Islanders don't play Thursday, but whatever. Like I said, we don't care about Thursday. As far as the Sharks go, the one guy who's really been doing really well since he's arrived on the team is Jacob Peterson. He seems to have locked in a spot not only on the top line with Hurdle, but lately he's been playing also on the top power play with Hurdle, Couture, Steven Lawrence is there? Lorenz? Man, and Erik Karlsson, of course, is the big stud there. But yeah, Jacob Peterson, 6 points in his last six games. That's a good stream right there. And I wonder if he has something. He had an okay rookie year with Dallas, 17 points in 65 games. Not great fantasy-wise, but he was playing decent enough minutes, sort of. But like right now, since coming to San Jose, he's like blowing all that rookie season out of the water and looking like kind of reminding me of when Barabanov came over. So I wonder if Peterson could be Barabanov part two, where the Sharks just know how to use him a little better than his previous team. So yeah, go with Jacob Peterson, top line, top power play. What else can you want from someone who's like 0% rostered on Yahoo? And then we end with the St. Louis Blues, who play on just Wednesday, Thursday. So I guess this is similar to Montreal. You're just going for that Wednesday game against Dallas, but Dallas does play back-to-back against St. Louis. So maybe you get Wedgwood or something on the Wednesday, which could be a little bit easier than playing against Jake Oettinger. If you want to stream someone in from St. Louis, I mean, we've been saying these names already for the last few weeks. I'm no longer surprised to see them producing, but yeah, take a look at Sammy Blais, who scored again today, playing with Rob Thomas and Verana. At this point, yeah, especially if your league counts hits, why not just grab Sammy Blais? If you are able to get also like a Verana, he's cooled off a bit, so maybe he was dropped in some leagues, and that could be to your benefit, right? Because Verana is a nice shooter, he's a goal scorer, so he could potentially give you like a goal or two in that game versus Dallas, and that could be the difference. So yeah, definitely Blair Verana would be interesting if you can go for someone over on St. Louis. I guess Kasperi Kapanen also playing on that line with Buchnevich and Jake Neighbors today. Kapanen was also one of these people that we were talking about, like, wow, he's come over, and he's all of a sudden doing so much more than what he was doing over on Pittsburgh. So yeah, there's my rundown of, did I cover basically every team, pretty much, right? So hopefully you found this helpful. Maybe you're like, you just told me too many names, so I don't know who to take. We're predicting a single week. Who knows? But hopefully you could tell by the enthusiasm I had for some players over others. But again, to summarize, I guess just go for Buffalo and get Casey Mittelstadt if you can fit all of those games, all three of those games, Monday, Tuesday, and the Friday game. Maybe you're going to even wanting to put Mittelstadt in on the Thursday versus Ottawa, depending if he's still on that top line. And then aside from that, it's going to be a lot of fun to end the season. I'm really excited for the playoffs. We're going to be doing the Keeping Carlson playoff pool once again. So if you're a patron already, then you should have gotten a tag in our announcement telling you how to sign up. And that's going to get going soon. We're probably going to start our drafts next weekend, right? We're just going to have to, we'll wait until the playoffs are set after Friday. And then we'll take everyone who's registered. We'll close registration. And then we'll split everyone up into a bunch of leagues. And we're going to have a lot of fun drafting for the first round. And whoever does well will move on to the second round and so on and so forth. See who can bump Anthony from the top position as the person who won last year's KKPP. Or maybe Anthony could just do it again, which would be pretty incredible. Okay, thanks for listening to the Matchup Maximizer. Hope you liked this season. As of now, my plan is to do this again next season. So definitely open to any feedback on what you think about how this all went and whether this is an experiment you'd want to have me continue going on next year, or if there's any changes you'd like to hear on the show. But in the meantime, good luck to everyone still playing next week. And hopefully you'll tune in to Brian and my mega show. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow talking about all the really up-to-date news. I think we have a fun concept for that show. So check that out. And in the meantime, see you later. Good luck next week if you're going for that championship. Hopefully you'll maximize, get all the games played from the good guys, get those goals, win the championships, and I'll see you next year. Well, I mean, I'll see you on a ton of podcasts on Keeping Carlson, but the next Matchup Maximizer will be next year, so good luck and see ya!